Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Lee, Democrats actually threatening military members and post on X, these are Democrat Congress members, of consequences next time they're in power if they carry out illegal orders. What are illegal orders? Yeah. Anything Democrats don't like, well, basically.
Yeah, that's
so, yeah, you may end up in court, but you'll go broke defending yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The process is the punishment.
Yeah.
So we had this article in the Washington Post based entirely on anonymous sources that Pete Hegseth, who is, of course, a lunatic and a maniac, ordered a second strike. He's the Secretary of War. Ordered a second strike on these poor, sweet fishermen who are clinging to the side of a boat after the first strike. I'm kidding. They're narco-terrorists. Headline, fears grow inside military over illegal orders after Hegseth authorized follow-up boat strike. They're very afraid, Lee. Now, here's the thing. I actually believe this. Do you know the Democrats have used their liberal nonprofits to take out billboards around military bases?
Oh, yeah.
To threaten people, basically. You know, don't follow illegal orders. Don't follow what, Joe. We're going to be back in power. Don't follow them. And then they go online and they play this game. Representative Vindman threatening, hey, you know, look, don't follow the illegal orders. We're going to be back in office. You're a drone operator. You better think twice when Trump and Hegseth asked you to do something. So then you get the follow-up article, of course, from the Hill saying members of the military are very scared. They're very scared. Fears grow inside the military over illegal orders after Hegseth authorized follow-up boat strike. They're very afraid. And they're confused. And they're calling the Orders Project, which provides free legal advice to military personnel, because they're afraid they're, you know, the Democrats will put them in prison or something later on, or that Pete Hegseth is gone completely rogue, is insane, and they don't know what to do. But the good news is it's all fake. That's right. It's all fake. As the New York Times is reporting this morning in a shocking and random act of journalism, as you called it earlier. So we don't really see acts of journalism by the New York Times. Debunking the Washington Post's story that Hegseth, who's, of course, as we know, a lunatic, after seeing the strike left two narco-terrorists alive clinging to the side of a boat, or was left with it, of it, personally ordered a second strike to kill them. Didn't happen. Now, that first article was based on three anonymous sources, Washington Post. I'm sure all Democrat donors or, you know, Democrat operatives all, I'm sure, because it always is. That's why they can't tell you who these people are. Well, the New York Times reports, according to five U.S. officials who spoke separately and on the condition of anonymity, Mr. Hegseth ordered a strike to kill the people on the boat and destroy the vessel. But his directive did not specifically address what should happen if a first strike turned out to not fully accomplish all of those things. And the official said his order was not a response to surveillance footage showing that at least two people on the boat had survived the first blast. And He also didn't give the order. Admiral Bradley ordered the initial strike and then several follow-up strikes that killed the initial survivors and sank the disabled boat, the New York Times writes. As that operation unfolded, Mr. Hegseth did not give any further orders to him. So that completely annihilates the Washington Post story. As Democrats terrorize members of the military with feeling, oh my gosh, what if I do what Trump says, I could be, you know, who knows when the Democrats are back in office. Again, we've never seen this before. And it truly is incredible. Meanwhile, you've got Senator Mark Kelly. He's out there low-key letting people know, hey, I wouldn't have followed those orders when I was in the Navy. I would have recognized they were illegal. That's what I would do. Wink, wink, nod, nod. Don't you dare. Don't you dare follow the commands of President Trump because we will be back in office. But do you know what's super weird about Senator Kelly? I mean, you know, being the guy in that video threatening people not to carry out orders, you know, it might or might not be illegal. By the way, Kelly got asked about this at the press conference yesterday. And they said, you know, what is your basis for thinking these orders are illegal? Like, what specific thing?
Right.
I was some comments Trump made 10 years ago. 10 years ago? Yeah, we think he might, you know, have the predisposition to. Okay, we're done here.
Yeah, because I checked the calendar. I don't think Donald Trump was president 10 years ago.
No, he wasn't. But they think he's crazy. So, you know, he could do these things. Okay, now here's where it gets interesting. Think about this for a minute. Who is Venezuela's partner in fentanyl-based cocaine? China.
China, yeah.
Who received a lot of money from China as part of an investment, I'm going to put it in air quotes, investment in a surveillance balloon company, partially owned by Senator Kelly. Who would that be? Any interested parties here in the Venezuela outcome? Let's see. Let's think.
I just can't think of anything.
China.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Businessmen directly connected to the Chinese Communist Party are in the partnership, very Biden-like, with Senator Kelly. So Senator Kelly knows this is a problem, so he hid the whole thing in a blind trust when he ran for office. And it only recently came to light in the final years of the Biden administration when we had that spy balloon controversy.
Yeah, the one that got shot down off the coast of South Carolina after it traversed the entire nation and multiple military installations.
Yes. Now, that was not a Kelly spy balloon. It was a Chinese spy balloon. But Kelly is in a partnership to create such balloons with the communist Chinese and knew he had to hide it when he ran for office. So, again, he put the entire investment in a blind trust.
It sounds like something interesting that a senator and former Navy, was he Navy or?
Yeah, it's just super weird.
Astronaut.
Such a key ally of China's. Venezuela is under attack and. Well, Senator Kelly comes to the rescue. And you could certainly look at it that way if you were a patriot. The guy with the Chinese spy balloon company investment from China. By the way, he does not have a background in spy balloons, just so we're clear. This is one of these deals where it looks like, we can't say they did, but it looks like they come to you and, hey, you want to be a part of a... I don't know, natural gas investment firm in Ukraine?
Yes.
And Hunter says, shoot, I've never, you know, done anything but turn the gas on in my house. But yeah, fine. Yeah, I'll get into that with you for a few million bucks. Sure, fine. Like that. And now Kelly is the one out. I keep thinking Senator Kennedy.
Yeah.
Kelly is the one out there running his mouth, trying to protect Venezuela, a key ally, probably the key ally in the region of China. It's sketchy. All as he insinuates that Trump is not a patriot, but he is, and terrorizes people in the military. Okay, that's where we are. By the way, did you see this headline just broke at 5 a.m. this morning, Lee? Some good news locally, and just the numbers here are mind-boggling. This is Spartanburg. Spartanburg officials reporting that a company is expected to invest more than $3 billion in a high-performance computing facility in Spartanburg.
Wow.
Yeah. The downside here is they want some incentive cash.
Well, of course they do.
Out of the Spartanburg City Council, and I'd love to tell you how much, but it's behind the paywall.
Yeah.
So I don't know. If you have a subscription to GoUpstate.com, you can text me and tell me how much this is going to cost
us. They do
us.
Good work there, though.
Yes, they do. So, but I don't know. But anyway, that just broke. So that would be $3 billion facility. That would be massive.
Well, there's been some word about some of these high-tech things. Of course, the thing is, and I'm not familiar with this story, but there have been other talk of investments like that, and there's not a whole lot of jobs behind that sometimes because, you know, most of the data centers are, you know, it's a bunch of file servers and, you know, requires a lot of electricity, and there's not a whole lot of people involved. But, you know, we'll take a look at that and see what details are available.
Yeah. At a minimum, at least you get the construction jobs.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, wait. I'm sorry. Americans don't do those. Never mind.
You're killing me this morning.
Yeah. It'll help the tax base, maybe, unless we have to pay more in taxes for it. Never mind. I don't know. I can tell you, but I can't get past the paywall. It's very frustrating. Okay. Coming up on the show.
You know, you could expense that, by the way.
Can I?
Yes, you can.
Did it let you do that here?
Yeah.
Okay. No.
You can pay and you can write it off as a business expense, though.
Oh. Yeah, I'm too cheap for that.
I know what you mean. I am too.
Plus, you know what? I had to tell you, our text line's better than anything. In a moment, somebody will text me what the article says. I just wait and it'll come through. By the way, if you want to email it to me, tara@odyssey.com. We can crowdsource this thing. We'll get it done.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
For the first time ever, sadly, you may have missed it in the Brajam news. The FDA admits what your humble host told you at the time, things you could have known if you wanted to know them. At least 10 children dead from the COVID vaccine. At least 10 children dead from the COVID vaccine. This is a major admission from our government. They are not naming the final total and expect the numbers to rise. At least 10 children dead from the COVID vaccine. I'm going to tell you how it's going to go. They always roll these things out very gradually. We're going to find out the numbers. They're going to go up. What's so sad about this is that we now know for a fact exactly what Anthony Fauci told us in an article in the New England Journal of Medicine just 3 months into COVID. A remarkable article I've quoted again and again and again and again, in which he predicted that, yeah, COVID would look bad, but in the end, it would be no more deadly than a serious flu season. We have one of those once to twice a decade. Elevated death rate, of course, but nothing special. And you know what? That bugger was right. Somehow, just 3 months into COVID, Anthony Fauci, who sponsored the creation of COVID in partnership with our worst enemy on earth, but other than that, he's a great guy. Somehow, 3 months into COVID, Fauci knew that the COVID death toll would end up being no worse than a severe or serious seasonal flu. That's exactly what happened. In fact, for those under the age of 60, no different from a typical severe flu season. Again, we have one of those once to twice a decade. It doesn't usually attract much attention. So it's really sad those kids are dead because they didn't need that shot. And we knew that. We did. We knew that. The problem is the FBI would censor you if you said it. So, folks, this is a milestone for the FDA to admit at least 10 children died from that vaccine. Because you know why? That number one, it's a horror show that that happened to children with a vaccine they didn't even need. But number two, it's an admission, the first admission that the COVID, official admission that the COVID vaccine kills. Wow. Okay. Now there's this. Harvard study exposed skyrocketing deadly heart attacks among recipients of the COVID mRNA vaccine. Here we go. What, from Harvard? Yeah, from Harvard. Funny I didn't hear about this in the media. Can't imagine why. 36% spike in heart attacks. It sounds like fun. That's on top of the South Korean study, largest ever done, and I brought you average 35% increase across the board in cancer. And the study says they expect over time that those rates, increased rates of cancer due to the shot will go up. They just haven't done a long-term study yet, but they're saying they think the risk will increase over time. But other than that, it's great. You're going to love it. Oh, by the way, so successful that they are right now trying to get an mRNA vax approved for the flu. They told investors, some of these companies that make this, told investors it was going to be super duper. It was going to be the best thing ever, and you are going to love it. It doesn't appear that's really true now, that a major new trial for the mRNA flu shot has landed. You want to look it up yourself. It's called, it's in the New England Journal of Medicine, highly credible, Efficacy, Immunogenicity, and Safety of Modified mRNA Influenza Vaccine. So what they're hoping is there's a lot of people, particularly older people, who go and get that flu vaccine every year and they don't think about it. And everybody knows now that the COVID vaccine is highly sketchy and they're avoiding it. They also know it doesn't work. But people go in for that flu vaccine and what they're counting on is that you won't ask, is this sort of new? Is it mRNA? Because it's mRNA that kills. So how's the how's this flu vaccine doing in trial? Again, New England Journal of Medicine. Not so good. Listen to this. Among the findings, you would have to vaccinate, it's so successful, you would have to vaccinate 300 people with the new mRNA flu vaccine in order to prevent one case of the flu. You would have to vaccinate 300 people with the new mRNA flu vaccine in order to prevent one case of the flu. I mean, it doesn't have any downside though, right? Oh, it does. It also comes with six times the adverse events as infections prevented, because it hardly prevents any infections. So let me read that again. You have to vaccinate 300 people in order to prevent one case of the flu, but it comes with six times the adverse events as infections prevented. Don't take it up with me. Take it up with the New England Journal of Medicine. Folks, they're doing it again. Look, the purpose of this mRNA shot cannot be to stop the flu, okay? Not given, that's not the purpose of it. Not given the stats I just gave you. So what is it? What is the purpose of it? Now, the good news is these are trials. It's not anywhere near market yet. But I want to begin to make you aware of it so that you won't sort of stumble in to get your annual flu shot and end up taking this thing. They are determined to get this into your arm. I don't know why. Meanwhile, in another story you won't hear about in the mainstream media, given the commercials that are packed at the breaks, a bombshell warning has been issued by one of America's leading toxicologists, Dr. Jancy Lindsay, revealing chilling laboratory evidence that COVID mRNA vaccines are capable of permanently altering human DNA. Now, those who watched the under oath testimony a couple years back at the South Carolina legislature are not surprised by this. A good friend of mine testified, as did other folks who have had a lot of stuff to say under oath. So they are prosecutable if they're lying. They found the same thing, the DNA fragments. So this is old news in South Carolina, but anyway. Dr. Lindsay, world-renowned biochemist and molecular biologist warned that the mRNA injections are integrating into human cells, altering human DNA. And this was, folks, in an in vitro study of ovarian carcinoma cells. Well, what does that mean? The integration leads to life-altering repercussions, such as triggering aggressive, deadly cancers. But here's the problem. It doesn't stop with the generation that takes the shot. When researchers exposed these cells, the mRNA vaccine, they discovered something once dismissed as impossible, foreign vaccine-related genetic material integrating directly into the human genome. The damage didn't end there. The mutated cells passed the changes on to at least two subsequent generations of divisions, showing the alterations were not temporary, but stable and inheritable. Oh, cool. You can inherit a dramatically increased chance of cancer. Where do I sign up for? How is this still on the market? How is this still on the market? I mean, you just get, folks, the casual admission this week. Oh, yes, well, a COVID shot killed at least 10 kids. Okay. You know what's interesting? If you go to the pediatrician, just a thought experiment. Put your pediatrician through a quiz. See if they know this. Official announcement by the FDA, not obscure at all. See if they know this. Hey, did you hear anything about the COVID shot in kids this week? Or did you hear anything? I bet your physician, your pediatrician, has no idea. Because it hasn't been widely circulated, but it happened. You heard it here first. I don't need a 115-page report to figure out that Kash Patel isn't getting it done at the FBI. He just got leveled in this 115-page report. This is a group that has been putting these reports out kind of from an American perspective, from a MAGA perspective, from a pro-Trump perspective, from inside the FBI. So this is not their first report. It's just their most recent. And in it, they absolutely trash Dan Bongino and Kash Patel. Apparently, there's 24 FBI sources and subsources that put this report out. It appeared yesterday in the pages of the New York Post. Broke kind of right after the show, so we're just getting into it today. And there's a lot of quibbling in here. They're saying Kash Patel and Dan Bongino are in over their head, lack the experience to run the agency, and are mostly interested in resume padding. And criticized Patel's behavior in Salt Lake City after the Charlie Kirk assassination when time was of the essence and agents were working very hard to figure out who had done it. And Kash Patel allegedly could not find an FBI SWAT team jacket. You know those cool SWAT raid jackets, the blue ones? I guess he'd forgotten his didn't have it, and he made him stop what they were doing to scrounge one for him. And then when the one he had didn't have the patches that go on the shoulders, he had them take theirs off and so he could have fixed it before he would go out down the ramp of the airplane. And he's also been known for yelling and swearing at agents in charge. They also say he's a super nice guy and very likable. But they say that he is a poor leader of the FBI. Now, I'm reading through this, and it looks petty to me. Alpha 99, which is the group that's doing this, says Patel did a disservice to the ex-FBI by breaking with bureau tradition and norms by taking credit for the good work of other agencies in the Kirk assassination case. Seemed to imply the results achieved in the investigation would not have been possible without Patel's involvement. Okay, look, this guy's got a big ego. And you know what? I don't care about any of this. No, Comey had a huge ego. I mean, this is a guy who was doing interviews bragging about how he framed Trump. Framed him. Bragging about how, well, the Trump administration wasn't very smart. They weren't very sophisticated in the early days. So I just sent people in there to entrap them. And he's laughing along with the audience, okay? So having a massive ego as an FBI director, I don't care. I just want it used for good. Go, you know what? Go ahead and prance around all you want in those FBI colors and letters. I don't care, Mr. Patel. But you better damn well start firing people. And that is the problem. When you dig into this, there's two things going on here. One is really good, actually. Because after all the quibbling and complaining and whining, these agents admit that the FBI is doing the best job fighting crime that it has in years. I mean, actual crime, not fake crime. Like Arctic Frost and spying on Republicans. that things have changed, that they're now working with the DOJ, that a lot of criminal cases that have been put on ice because Democrats love criminals have now been revived. They're going after them, trying to beat the statute of limitations. That's exactly what the FBI should be doing. So to me, there's a lot more good in here than bad. But here's the problem. Oh, by the way, they also say that Patel's doing an amazing job of aiding ICE. I want to hear that. That's what I want to hear. I want to hear that. That's good. But here's what they say, that despite the firings of a few people, Patel has not cleared out the FBI. That's not good. That's not good. They describe the fact that pre-Patel, under Joe Biden, the FBI had prioritized hiring teachers with a liberal bent. I don't know what that means, but we know teachers are crazy. I mean, we saw that after the Charlie Kirk assassination. I mean, just plumb nuts, not all of you, but you know, we just horrifying 22,000 reports of teachers and public servants and others who, you know, praising the assassination online, thinking it's cool. I mean, a lot of teachers lost their jobs over it. So when you hear that the FBI is prioritizing the hiring of liberal female school teachers, ooh, not good. And they're saying in this report, which is interesting, exactly what I've said. I don't even work there, and I know this needs to be done, that those partisan hires have been hired for years and that the FBI needs to be cleaned out down to the mid-level management just to even begin to get a handle on how partisan that it is and how dangerous that is. So look, if the guy would do what it takes to fire these people and clean out the FBI, I don't care if he's got an attitude. I don't care if he's got an ego. You know what? Better that he does. If you're prancing around in your little FBI outfit and you're not getting this done, let me explain to you how serious this is, okay? Because the second Trump hops in that helicopter on the last day of his presidency, it's on. If we don't win the 28 elections, and I think it's going to be coin toss for the president because they're going to cheat. If we don't win the 28 elections, Trump's going to prison for the rest of his life. They'll go for J.D. Vance. They'll go for, if Rubio's pulling high, he's going to prison too. And not only are they going to prison, the entire ecosystem of the GOP will go to prison or will be tried. January 6th style. Oh, come on, Tara, that's crazy. No. It's what they were already doing in Arctic Frost when they thought they'd win. The only thing that stopped them was Trump's win. They were going to put or try, and we're already surveilling the entire GOP ecosystem, including Charlie Kirk. TPUSA, and they were doing that because Charlie Kirk had, you know, registered 300,000 people to vote and got them to vote, chase their ballots with a virtual army of 1,500 full-time people, $96 million operation. That's why they were spying on him. They're spying on everyone, the law firms, the Republican law firms, the Republican pollsters, the Republican strategists, people at the RNC, even the Republican attorneys general. I mean, the entire ecosystem, they will come for us like the hounds of hell if they are not fired. And all of this will be for nothing. So that is the part of this report that scares me the most, folks. Because you cannot leave office without clearing this out. And we are running out of time. Anyway, if you want to read the article, it's damning report labels FBI rudderless ship under Cash Patel. It's in the New York Post. So you go to McDonald's because you want to get a Big Mac. Fries, and you end up dodging bullets in the upstate, kind of on the edge of the upstate. Gaffney, South Carolina, Gaffney Police Department reporting three victims injured in a shooting at the McDonald's parking lot on Monday. So you know what I always look at when I see these? Like what time? We're talking about like midnight or no. 4:03 p.m. near the intersection of East Frederick and Hetty Hill Streets. First responders located two victims in the parking lot. Third victim later went to Cherokee Medical Center and asked for treatment. They're all suffering from serious injuries. It was just people frantic everywhere, Larry Weaver, a witness, said. Yeah, because this is nuts. Fox Carolina watched as officers blocked off the McDonald's parking lot and the coroner stopped gas station next door. Officers took photos and placed at least 19 evidence markers. You know, nothing like almost getting shot at the Mickey D's. Folks, but, you know, I meant to make more of this before we left for Thanksgiving. If you missed this because it was busy at that time, Google Anderson County machine gun road rage. One guy cuts another guy off, you know, and then, you know, See the guy who gets cut off, you know, flips him off, sends the bird, right? Typical reaction in America. You can't do that anymore. So the guy who flipped the bird, he's mad he's been cut off, drives up to light, and then the bullets start flying. And he turns around, the lunatic who cut him off, who he flipped off, pulls his self-altered AR-15, which he's turned into a machine gun, pulls it out. He is parked on the median and has opened fire on him. So people crazy, you know? I mean, they just plumb nuts. And by the way, the number of road rage shootings has tripled since 2016. It's up to more than 700 a year. So, folks, in the old days, we used to enjoy flipping a good bird at somebody who nearly took a chunk out of your car. You can't. You just have to smile politely and wave because people, they're crazy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.